because she also has her MPH. So. Girls, we run this mother. On-the-nose bumper music that you could possibly buy. Bringing us back to As Goes Wisconsin. This is Kristen Bry. I am joined with Jane Manair, and we are joined by Dr. Kristen Meyerly, who is talking to us about Wisconsin and women's health in this limbo that we are living in. Because right now, at least on the books, there is an 1849 criminal abortion ban, and that makes trying to practice women's health and care for women who are pregnant, and would, even those who would like to stay pregnant, very difficult. And so we were talking about a lot of the health ramifications that you've seen so far, but I know policy-wise, on Friday, it kind of just dropped that President Biden had as an executive order out, but what, at least how I read it, I didn't really understand what it actually does. Like, what does that executive order mean for people in Wisconsin right now?
I just hope that Secretary Becerra understands what it means, because he essentially just put it in Secretary Becerra's lap. You need to investigate this, look for this. It's all like kind of fact-finding stuff that, frankly, it's a step, but it's pretty disappointing. You would hope that this would have been done. I mean, this wasn't a surprise, guys. When this was argued initially in October, we all suspected that things were going to turn out this way. And then we got the leak. And now here we are. And it seems like we're unprepared. These are all things that should have been done in advance. So I'll say that I'm disappointed, but it is a step in the right direction. And I did hear this morning that there was talk, and I know that there have been rumblings about a public health emergency. So that could be the next thing that the administration is able to do. My fingers are crossed. Secretary Becerra is married to an OBGYN. He is a bright, inspiring person. So whatever he brings back to the table, I think will be great. I think it's just a little later than I would have expected it to happen.
As far as there's a lot of talk now, doctor, about, and you were able to help your patient receive care in a place where abortion was still available, and now they're talking about preventing women from traveling outside state lines, and I know you're not a legal expert, but I can't imagine that isn't going to prompt a whole bunch of legal challenges if they try to stop women from crossing state lines to access health care. How would that even work?
Can we just take a step back? They're trying to prevent women from crossing state lines? Like, what is happening in the world right now? And I know I was talking with some folks from Minnesota this morning. The governor there has issued an executive order to protect people who come to Minnesota, because think about where Minnesota is. North Dakota and South Dakota are just to the west. Iowa, who just repealed a constitutional amendment that they made 4 years ago to codify abortion, they just took it away. I guess they figured out they made a mistake or something. And then it's us. So Minnesota is literally surrounded by states that are desperate for access to abortion. I myself am going to be helping out with telemedicine abortions in Minnesota just to absorb some of the volume that's going there. So yeah, I think this is just, it defies understanding. And if nothing else, if women can't, and people who love women and people can't just stand up and say, you're going to prevent us from crossing state lines? For any reason? Are you kidding me?
Well, are we going to have checkpoints? Can you only cross at certain places? Do you have to show papers? Do you have to, how in practical terms would something like that even work?
Do you have to pee on a stick before you cross the border?
I mean, how is that, how is the party of limited government, what kind of mental gymnastics do you have to take to say it is okay for us to go through your mail, potentially, if you're going to be ordering medical abortion pills, and it's okay for us to stop and make you potentially pee on a stick before you leave the state, and we're going to tap into potentially data, like your private data,
right,
that can be sold by these companies and these apps where we sign the terms and agreements that, you know, if you had a fertility app and all of this stuff, but, or your Google searches, right? Your Google search of closest place to get an abortion, right? Like the amount of potential privacy laws and that you think would protect you from the party that is often said, what is the Reagan line? Shrink government so much you can drown it in the bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if anything, so how much does this expand government and the amount of departments that have to get paid in order to track down women?
But they're not the party of small government. They're the party of mental gymnastics. Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's the party of government so small it fits in my uterus. Which is not where I want that to be. But I think that they're actively avoiding that phrase now, that they are the party of small.
Are they?
Because I don't know how they can continue to claim that. That's a big jump now.
You have given me a genius idea, though, a marketing idea for a new IUD that's in the shape of a uterus. So we can talk about the elephant in the womb. Do you like it? There's something there. I'm gonna work on that.
Quickly before we have to let you go, what should people know about the state of a medical abortion pill? And that's how safe it is. Can people even get it in Wisconsin? Is this something that you as a professional have recommendations for that you can legally talk about? Because I think this was the big thing that's changed since Roe first was decided on 50 years ago, that we have this advent of medical abortion pills. And we don't have a lot of time, so what is your quick synopsis on the state of that option?
Super quick. Medication abortion is different than emergency contraception, by the way. Emergency contraception, or the morning after pill, is contraception. It prevents ovulation and does not cause an abortion. Medication abortion is very safe. It is accessible online from overseas companies. You can have the pills mailed to you and you can self-manage your abortion.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people find you if they want to keep up with all the work that you're doing?
Kristen for Wisconsin on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Kristen with an I, just like me. K-R-S-T-I-N. The right way to spell it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Kristen Byerly. And keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, ladies.
Bye-bye.